And welcome back to the second half of this Saturday afternoon game. The Knock Knights taking on the Beaver Bobcats. It's a non-section game, so it doesn't mean anything other than a chance to play, although it could have some type of meaning when we get to the playoff seedings on Tuesday. Knock, of course, a section champion. Beaver tied for fourth in their section, so one would think Knock should win this game, but if Beaver is able to hang on and win the game, it's really could throw, you know, could cost Knock perhaps a position or two in the seedings. Although you sort of have to take into consideration that non-section games, you may not be playing games, you know, quite as much to win as much as you are this late in the season to make sure you're doing things right. You know, you run offenses that you probably wouldn't run in a game if you had to win it. You would do things differently in a game if you had to win it. I mean, Knock would like to win it, I'm sure. Both teams want to win the game. But I think both teams know that the bigger prize is in the playoffs. We go to the second half. Scott Brings with you here on WISR. Bobcats with the basketball. Conley, Brassel, List, Kazas, and Champ for the Bobcats. Frazier, Sanks, McKee, Scheit, and Schreckengast for the Knock Knights. Knock stays in their man defense. Both teams have played man. Champ tries to go inside. Here's a steal by Frazier. Frazier with a behind-the-back pass, and the ball knocked away from Frazier as he went up by the shot. What a job by Connolly. Beckett Connolly came in and just knocked the ball away from Frazier as he was going up for the layup. Great defensive play. Way to stay with it for the Bobcats. And they get the ball back down to their end of the floor. Down by five to the Knock Knights. It's 21-16 Knock here at the start of the third quarter. Champ with it outside, trying to work Sanks inside, then go low to List. List goes in around McKee, who got a piece of that shot. And quickly Schreckengast the other way, drops it for Scheit. Scheit underneath to McKee. McKee waits, shoots, and has it blocked. Mike Champ went up and on his way back down blocked McKee's shot. So a couple of blocks by the Bobcats here to start the second half. Here's Conley's drive to the basket, lays it up and in, and he's fouled. And Conley with his first basket of the game will go to the line for the and one. And the foul's on Schreckengast, his first. Nobody in foul trouble. And Beckett Conley has two for the Bobcats. Other than that, nobody else has more than one. So Conley at the line for the three-point play for Beaver. He'll cut the lead to two. And he gets it there, nothing but net. This is going to be one of those games, probably go to the wire. Frazier, Sanks, three-pointer from Julian. He needs one. There it is. Second three of the game for the Knights. They're back up five on the three-pointer by Julian Sanks. See if we can get Julian hot here. List with it up top to Conley. Back around to Champ, who goes down to the low post. Puts up a shot, leaves it short. Ball tipped away, back to Champ. He goes in, and the ball knocked away by Schreckengast. But it goes right back outside to one of the Bobcats. Champ hit the floor, slow to get up, but seems to be okay. Brassel with it. Drops it off. Three-pointer on its way off the back. No good. Schreckengast with a rebound is knocked over, but no foul call. Sanks down the far wing. Back up top to Bajuzic. Or, I'm sorry, to Scheit. Frazier now goes into the middle to Sanks, and he has trouble getting away. Schreckengast from the corner for three. There's Jared's first three of the game. And Knox hit a couple in a row. I need to do that a few times. Here's a drive and a shot up. No good. The shot by Conley. And quickly the other way, Scheit back. Inside to McKee in the paint. McKee's shot, bank shot, doesn't go. The tip in by Frazier does. And Knock with a quick 10 points to make it 29-19. Kazas on the wing. List with a drive to the low post. Puts up a shot, banks it off, no good. Rebound to McKee. He'll get the pass off to Scheit. Scheit into the corner, Schreckengast from the other side. In and out, no good. Jared was feeling his oats there. Here comes Conley, goes underneath. Nice feed inside to Brassel, who was all by himself, and a timeout taken by Beaver. 4:24 to go here in the third. Knights on a little bit of a run, and Beaver going to slow things down a bit here. Knights up 29-21 on a pair of threes, one by Schreckengoss, one by Sanks, and then a Frazier putback. Again, nice job by Frazier and McKee underneath on the boards. And tonight's game. 29-21. Knock in the lead here in the third quarter. Don't forget the Knock Knights back in action Monday night. Regular season finale here in Saxonburg as they take on the Armstrong Riverhawks, a team that beat them in the first game of the season. Knights will be looking for a little bit of revenge. Riverhawks, I believe, out of the playoffs, so it'll be their final game. Jake Scheidt at the point for the Knock Knights. Off on the wing to Sanks. Up top to McKee. Swings it around to Scheidt. Looks in. Back up to Schreckengoss. Schreck back outside. And Sanks hits the floor. Not sure what happened there. He has the ball up top. Sanks foul line. Jumper just on the other side of the foul line. It's good for two for Julian Sanks. And 31-21. That's the 10th point for the Knock Knights here in this quarter. Kazass on the wing to Champ. Back to Brassel. Boy, Brassel's having trouble. That's about the fourth or fifth time he's slipped tonight when he tries to cut. Brassel in the corner. Back in the corner again it goes to Higgs. Higgs with a shot. Good for three. Second three of the game for the Bobcats. Makes it 31-24. Sanks up top. Open three again for Julian. And that one bounces off. McKee can't pull it down, and then out of bounds it goes. And Beaver back the other way as Knock misses another three. And Julian had the good look there. I'd like to think he's going to make more than he misses. Just needs to get that eye back here late in the season. Kazass on the high post to Higgs. Higgs forced to pull it up. Goes in against Schreckengoss. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. Rebound to McKee. Scheidt now double teamed. Goes to the far corner to Sanks. Step back three for Julian. That ought to be good. Ah, misses that one. Here's Schreckengoss with a pull down and the lay in for two. Great hustle by Schreck to get in there and pull that ball down. And Knock back up by nine. Kazass with it working Frazier. And Sanks with a takeaway. Here comes Frazier ahead to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss goes in, lays it up and in for two. Couple of steals by the Knights. And a timeout taken by the Knock Knights with 2:32 to go here in the third quarter. Knock leading 35-24. A couple of turnovers and points. Knights starting to do what they did in the earlier games about mid-season. They start to pull away from teams with some steals and runs and getting down the floor in a hurry. But great effort tonight by both Schreckengoss, McKee, and Frazier on follows to make sure they're in there to get rebounds. And that's a bit good for the Knock Knights for a couple of points. After the quick timeout, and the Knock leading 35-24. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Bobcats with the ball. Noah Brassel slowly towards center circle. He'll go behind Champ, who cuts to the left. Now has the ball in the left wing. Champ with it. Tries to go in on Lang. And Ryan forces him to put off a bad shot out of bounds. And Knock will come back the other way. Got the tallest guy on the floor against the shortest guy. Nice job by Ryan Lang. McKee on the post. Lang cutting to the basket. Gets inside. Pumps and shoots. Boy, Ryan just came out of nowhere. Took Brady a second to realize he was there. And then the assist goes to Brady McKee on the two. Rousel in the corner to Champ, working against Lang. Champ goes low, puts up a shot, no good, gets his own rebound, steps back, puts up a shot, misses, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That may have been a makeup call there. Mike Champ at the line. He has four in the game. Fouls called on Brady McKee, his second. 37-24 knock. Champ at the line. Misses off the front. Connolly back in. And Brady Hansen sits. He had come in for a minute or two. Second one by Champ is good. And another timeout by the Bobcats. Full timeout here with a minute 47 to go in the third quarter. 37-25, the Knock Knights in the lead. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back to Saxonburg right after this timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Well, welcome back to Saxonburg. 37-25, knocking the lead. Kind of have that feeling that that's not a safe lead. That's the way this game has kind of gone. Both teams on runs. Of course, biggest lead of the game for either team. Knock since halftime. Actually, since the end of the first quarter, we are tied at 13. Outscoring the Bobcats 24-12. Knock will have the ball inbound in the Beaver end and work it down the floor. Jake Scheidt at the point. Jake, here comes a double team as he gets close to midcourt. Throws it off to Schreckengost, right back to Frazier, back to Schreck. In the corner to Lang. Frazier inside out. In the corner, McKee for three. Brady McKee's three doesn't go. The rebound comes down to the Bobcats. And Beaver with the ball. 1:21 to go here in the third quarter. Trying to cut the lead to 10. Higgs outside to Champ. Champ across the middle. Now to List. He's back outside to Brassel. Brassel far side. Champ way outside. All the way across the floor to Higgs. He'll try to go inside on Schreckengost. Dumps it into the middle. Ball loose on the ground. Schreck comes up with it. Gets it to McKee. And then Lang able to come out of the pile with it. Lang far side. Schreckengost. Open three for Schreck. Yes! 10 in the quarter for Jared Schreckengost, who has a habit of exploding in the third quarter. And putting the team on his back, knock up by 15. Brassel loses his dribble, goes to the corner to Higgs, back up to Champ outside, Lang on him. Ryan Lang doing a good job on Champ. Far side List, McKee guards List. List tries to come in from the circle, goes to the baseline, and Brady McKee. It's going to be called for, well, he sort of bumped him and he slipped off his feet, but you have to ring that one up. It goes against Brady, and that is his third. So Beaver to inbound right side of the hoop. Knocks third team foul. Beaver without a foul in this quarter, or this half, actually. Kazas to inbound from the near corner. Drops it into Higgs. They swing it all the way around to the other side. Kazas, and there's Frazier right in his face. Kazas, their big three. Here they go to dump in the low post to Champ. And Champ with the offensive foul. Pulled the arm up. Boy, I'll tell you, I've seen that happen way too many times. Offensive players who raise their elbow into the defender are going to get whistled every time. So on that turnover, with 6.9 seconds to go in the quarter, Knock will work it down for the final shot. Scheidt across the timeline with four. Scheidt to Sanks. Long range three from Julian. Air balls it, but Lang with a putback! Oh, and they say no? How is that not a basket? How is that not a basket? Ryan caught it and put it up before the buzzer. Oh, my goodness. That's the third basket that's been waved off against the Knights at the end of a quarter. But after three, Knott leads 40-25. Back with the fourth quarter right after these messages.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter. The Knock Knights leading 40-25. But if they get credit for the three baskets they've had at the end of each period, it would be more. And the same official has waved off all three buckets. That one, I thought for sure Lang had caught it and flipped it up to the basket before the buzzer. But the official said no. And Knock will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading 40-25. Here in Saxeburg against the Beaver Bobcats. Scheit loses his dribble, has to go to the far side to Scheit, or to Sanks, and Julian gets it. Julian wheels and deals across the top. Back to Scheit. Scheit into the corner, Schreckengost looks off the three, goes low post, and a foul on Beaver on the low block. And that was a makeup, I think, for the missed shot. Foul's called against Brody List, his first. Here's a quick inbound to Frazier, who puts it up and in for two. Eight in the game for Scott Frazier. And the Knights up 42-25 with 7:35 to go. Kazass with the basketball way outside. Frazier guarding him out there. He drops it up high to Brassel. Brassel now with a move to the foul line, outside to Conley, and then back outside they go. Frassel with it. Knock will let him do this all night long. Champ with the ball around to the right, back up top to List. Up to Brassel. Brassel drops it for Kazass. Kazass into the corner. Brassel with the drive, shot blocked by by Sanks. Here comes Frazier with it. Frazier to Sanks on the wing. Julian falls down, and as he's fallen, able to tip it away, goes to Scheit. Scheit outside. Sanks, open three-pointer for Julian. Yes! That one rattled home. 45-25. And Kazass with a drive and first foul for Scott Frazier. A little too much body. 6:39 to go in the game, and the Knock Knights four threes here in the second half. And Jake Scheit gets a breather. Kazass to inbound it for Beaver. Goes low, ball knocked away by Ryan Lang. Sanks will dribble it down the floor. Goes off to Lang on the right wing, and Ryan pulls it back up top. Lang with a move to the low post, and then back outside it comes to Sanks. Back to Frazier up top, back to Sanks. Sanks, Frazier way up high. Frazier drive, little behind the back pass, and then off to Brady McKee. Dangerous pass there. Schreckengost sees room, heads to the basket, but it's not there. And now Lang takes a jumper just inside the circle, rolls off, no good. Frazier goes up in the air and can't pull it down with List on his back. And the ball will go over to the Bobcats with 6:04 to go, and Knock leading 45-25. Kazass, high post to Conley. Conley back outside, now goes in. Conley drives, shoots, and scores. Five in the game for Beckett Conley. Schreckengost left wing, Frazier. And goes up top to Sanks, and a moving pick against the Knights. And that's against Schreckengost, his second. Ball back to Beaver with 5:40 to go. And the Knights by up 45-27. Kazass, ball up top, almost taken away by Schreck, intended for Conley. Conley has it now, and there it is. Schreck takes it away. Conley dives at him. and knocks it away from Schreckenglass, and Schreck just picked up a third foul. So the Bobcats inbound from in front of their own bench. Schreck and Ron McNabb stating his case to no avail. And Beaver will inbound. Outside it comes to Champ up top, guarded by Ryan Lang. Champ sees room and it hits the floor with the ball taken away by Ryan Lang. Lang just took it out of his hands. Lang outside with the basketball. Lang waiting. Now comes left to Scheidt. Scheidt across the top, Schreckengoss, far side, back to Lang. Lang looking under, nobody there, and up it comes to Frazier. Off to Schreckengoss, looks off the three, goes to McKee on the low post. Brady goes in, shoots, and it rolls back in. Came up and out, and then went down and in. And a timeout for the Knock Knights, up 47-27, 4:51 to go in this game. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back to Saxonburg right after this.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
And back to Saxonburg, where the Knock Knights lead this one, 47-27. And a game that was very close through the first quarter and the better part of the second. It was 13-13 after one, but Knock outscored Beaver 8-3 in the second quarter to take a 21-16 halftime lead. And Beaver came back, cut it to two in the third to start the third quarter, but then Knock exploded, outscoring the Bobcats 19-1 the rest of the way, and led 40-25 after three, and now it's a 20-point Knock lead, 47-27, with just under five to play. Peter Kazas across the timeline with the basketball. Long-range three-pointer by Kazas is off the front, no good. McKee saves it in. It tips off a Beaver, but right to Ryan Lang. And Knock will have the basketball. Schreckengoss, far side, Frazier. Frazier back across to Scheidt. Low post, McKee. McKee inside, floater up off the side, no good. The rebound, Connolly on the back of Scott Frazier. And for Connolly, that's his fourth. I'm sorry, his third. And Knock will inbound, low end. Beaver with a couple of substitutions now as Tyler Zegas and Sebastian Hill come in. 20 points, 4:20 to go. Here's a quick one into Frazier. Frazier goes down and in and scores and draws the foul. And Frazier at the line to shoot the and one. Foul's called on Conley, or on Beckett Conley, or I'm sorry, on Tyler Zegas, his first. Frazier the and one, and it rolls out. Knock's only foul shot here in the second half. Haven't been a lot of foul shots in this game. Knock has only shot it three times, the Bobcats five. Brassel into the middle, ball knocked away. Now they're going to get Brady McKee coming through from behind as tried to stretch that one in, and for Brady that's his fourth. 4:03 to go, 49-27 Knock. Ryan Lang comes out. Bajuzik back in. I would guess another 2 minutes of the starters, although Beaver has started to substitute. Sebastian Hill at the line. And Hill misses, a rebound battle for it. Jump ball called, although Schreckengoss came down with it. And Beaver gets the ball on the arrow. comes into Hill. His shot blocked by McKee, and McKee gets the rebound off the block. Drops it for Scheidt. Outside, Schreckengast back to Scheidt. Look for knock to burn clock here. Schreckengast on the high side. Looks for the cutter in Frazier. Frazier goes in, shoots, and scores. Scott Frazier, six in the quarter, makes it 51-27. And this game will not end up in the score as close as it appeared early in the game. Three-pointer from the corner is no good. Rebound comes down to Hill. Conley with another attempt, feeds into the middle. Here's another shot blocked by McKee, and he gets the ball and a rebound. Feed underneath Frazier on the runner for two. Nice feed from Schreckengast. Saw the floor well. And he lays it up and in with 3:10 to go. And the Knights up 53-27. Mamone on the floor now for the Bobcats. They feed in, and there's another block by Knock on a shot. And I wonder how long Ron McNabb's going to stay with his starters. 3 minutes to go, 53-27. And Beavers pretty much pulled all their starters out. Knox staying with his, although here comes Cole Lassinger. Although Cole did see some action, already got 2 points in the game. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound Sanks. Saves it in, and right to Beaver. Shot blocked by Bajuzic, or by Scheidt, ahead to McKee. McKee will go in, and McKee wrapped from behind before he's able to get the shot off, and Brady at the line to shoot two. A foul called on Marco Mamone. And Brady McKee at the line. 2:43 to go. McKee puts it off the back. I think Knock needs to get their foul shooting in order. 2 for 4 thus far on the night. McKee's second one is good. And Cole Lassinger onto the floor for Brady McKee, who will sit down. McKee 5 points in the game, but probably a few more assists than points. Drive inside by Beaver. Ball loose on the floor in the paint. Kicks out. Frazier's got it on a steal. Frazier now will slow it down across the timeline. Come over to Jake Scheidt, and Knox sets it up. 2:20 to go. Scheidt to Lassinger on the high post. Feeds to Bajuzic underneath. Back out to Lassinger. Cole will dribble it off to Frazier. Frazier jumper from the elbow, rolls out. Lassinger with the rebound. Lassinger's putback is good. And Cole gets two more. It's 56-27, 2 minutes to go. Beaver drive shot off the low post. No good. Rebound Sanks on the air ball. Now Scheidt ahead to Frazier. Frazier back to Scheidt. Scheidt fouled by Tyler Zegas as he tries to go to the basket. Only the sixth team foul against the Bobcats. Ryan Lang will come in, and maybe the reason Ron McNabb's not subbing is his varsity players haven't played since Monday. Well, trying to get them a little work. Lang in the corner. Lang goes low post to Frazier. Outside Bajuzic. He'll launch a three-pointer and get it. Adam Bajuzic for three. It's 59-27, down to a minute and a half to go. Here's Sanks, end-to-end layup. Good, and he's fouled. And Julian Sanks at the line. And now Ron McNabb will begin to substitute. Sanks off the front, no good. Rebound Lassinger, and Cole inside, dribbles out. Cole's hammered around, feeds it outside to Lang, who drops it back to Bajuzic with 1:14 to go. And Lang with a basketball. Lassinger high post. Outside to Frazier. There's Rocky Kopak and Braden Tristani get ready to come in. Lassinger off to Frazier. Outside Bajuzic feeds Lassinger on the paint. Another two for Cole Lassinger. 63-27. Knock running away with it here in the second half. Don't think the Beaver coach is real happy with Ron McNabb. They were jawing back and forth there for a minute. Shot is up and good by Tyler Zegas. Only the fourth point of the quarter for the Bobcats, and a foul called on Knock. The Cole Lassinger. So we're going to see Tristani, Huderbaugh, Volts, and Kopak joining the Knights on the floor, and a timeout taken. 33 seconds to go and knock up 63-29, so the Knights will win their 16th game of the season and make a statement in terms of where they should be in the seeding. We were concerned about this game because Beaver, many people say, better than their record indicated, although in the second since the second quarter, it's been all Knock Knights. And Knock certainly locked in at least a sixth seed. And still, because of the teams above them, probably no better than that, but they won't fall below it. I want the Knights against a team out of Section 2. And at the line for the three-point play is Tyler Zegas for the Bobcats. And it's good. And they'll go full court pressure against the Knights. Sure, why not? Kopak. And he's tied up, foul called, and Rocky will go to the line to shoot one-on-one with 23 seconds to go. So Beaver saying, all right, let's go out. They're going to do that. Let's go out and play man, tight man defense, full court pressure on the JVs. And Kopak at the line. Rocky puts it off the back, and the ball comes down to him. And then he's fouled again. And we'll go back and get another chance to try it again. Oh, no, they're going to inbound the ball. It's on the floor. I don't know why he didn't shoot. Here's Volts is fouled. Beaver just out there fouling right now. And so Volts at the line to shoot one-on-one. Blaze Volts, without a point on this season, has a chance here, one-on-one. And gets his first varsity point. Blaze Volts for one. 64-30, 18 seconds to go. And misses the second, although Kopak will be called for the foul coming over the back on the putback. And now Beaver will go to the other end and shoot. So we're shooting fouls for absolutely no reason at all at the end of this game. It'll be Charlie Higgs to shoot one-on-one. And Higgs misses. Ball comes down off of Beaver. And with 16 seconds to go, Knock will come down the floor against the pressure. Volts drops it to Bajuzic. Bajuzic with a double team. Stolen away. And a nice turn and lay-in by Zegas. Another steal by Zegas. And then a foul on the shot. So where was this for the Bobcats in the second quarter? Of course, they're playing against Knox JV, so Charlie Higgins at the line to shoot two as we're in the double bonus. Or no, actually, it was a shooting foul. Von Bajuzic, his first. 4.8 seconds. The last 20 seconds have taken half the weekend. In a blowout game, Beaver with the rebound, kick outside. Higgins for three, gets it at the buzzer. And the final score, the Knock Knights 64, the Beaver Bobcats 36. Be back to recap this Saturday afternoon victory by the Knock Knights right after these messages.